How you doing? It's me, Zacharias. All right, so we're going to change the tune. I'm looking at old Selena clips, and I was watching the Selena Vive performance where the Indian singer, the David Suga, con mi amor, okay? The salsa version of it. Then I started looking at La Llamada, Selena's song La Llamada, with the performance from Ogotayon. Ogotayon is like the queen of merengue. She's Puerto Rican. I always said that if Jennifer Lopez didn't play her, didn't play Selena, Ogotayon could have been a good actress to play her. She do have the eyes of Selena. So, Selena do have a more ambitious look. And she's more a light olive skin tone, a little tan sometimes. And she has, hey, how you doing? And she has big lips. You know, that come from the Afro mess inside of her family tree, okay? Thomas Lena in her, you know, shape is like, you know, a sister, and she has curly hair. Selena straightened her hair when she was alive. She didn't, her hair was naturally curly. We see BB Bamba on the video. But Ogotayon wears her hair straight. I don't know if Ogotayon have straightened her hair or she didn't have straight hair. Ogotayon looks more indigenous as a Puerto Rican woman. Taina, okay? And she has the eyes of the Asian, the American eyes, and she can sing. And even though she has a Puerto Rican accent, I think she could have pulled the role of Selena if Jim Lopez was not played by Selena. Okay, so anyway, she's doing the performance of Selena, and you know the song like Mala is about this dude annoyingly calling her. Okay, so in the performance in Vive back in 2005. She had these dudes around her, okay, coming out of the telephone booth, and she was getting weird. And what I know about Ogotayon, every time she do a live performance I've seen all the time, she always forget her lines. Because even when she did Celia Cruz back in 2003, Gabriel Souza of both Celia Cruz and Selena, she was singing live Negative About back in 2003. And I'm just watching this on Telemundo when I was 23 years old. And remember, one of my black second friends on blackpanther.com, yeah, black second friend from New Mexico, Arizona, right? From New Mexico, Arizona, he came to TSU, to Houston. So we both were talking about the performance, right, of the trip to Celia Cruz. Okay, so just like Ogotayon, it's actually weird because it's 2005 when she's performing from Selena, right? Okay. Two years apart. She's walking up Celia Cruz. She's in, it's the thing about, you know what I'm saying? And the audio don't pick up. It's like what happens to Mariah Carey at the Dick Clark performance on American Bandstand 2017 when he messed up her mic. It sounded so, but it looks like it's Ogotayon doing that. Because she's singing, the mic is not on, or she forget her lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And when she's singing Ogotayon, Celia Cruz song, like anything about, she felt like she forgot the lyrics and then went to hug Celia Cruz. And then them bow, then them bow. So when she starts singing La Llamada for Selena, you know, Trip Selena, she stared at the dude, she supposed to sing. Why she's looking at dudes like, I don't want to talk to y'all losers, you know what I'm saying? You're dusty losers, you know what I'm saying? No, she's like, she's no verbal, and then she's the mic is not on. And, you know, the intro, let me, because I don't know the lyrics to La Llamada. I listened to the song, and of course, I listened to Selena as a teenager, but when she was alive and after, she sadly passed away. But let me give you the lyrics to it. You know, y'all already know it, but my Spanish is moderate. I speak Spanish moderately, and I found out back in 2016, yes, I am part Hispanic, but Louisiana Spanish, Louisiana Creole, besides French. Now I'm a mixed ancestry. So let me go ahead. Hold on. La Llamada. Yeah, I found out that one of my four grandfathers was real. Llamada. Mm-hmm. nueves alguien más. Tratando de despegar. God, that was calm. God, I was loud here. Nueves alguien más. Tratando de despegar. Que lo que vine es cierto, el cierto. Okay, when she's saying that part, Haciendo La Llamada, okay, it's my first time actually singing the song, okay, because I listened to it, when she said don't return phone calls to me, you know, try to explain to me, you know, technically trying to tell the dude in the song. Elga thing on supposed to sing that part while she's on the performance, right? She's supposed to sing the song, and while the dudes around her trying to harass her, right? And she forget her lyrics. She did the same thing for Celia Cruz when she came out singing La Negra de Tumbao. When she sing La Negra de Tumbao for Celia Cruz, when Celia Cruz was alive before she sadly passed away in 2003. She's walking down the aisle approaching Saya, and she forgot her lyrics. This is the second time I seen her do this. So I love me some Oka Tango. I love Oka Tango, okay? I con Chile. That's one of my favorite recent songs from Oka Tango. I con Chile. Okay. You know, in Brujeria, then she sings I con Chile. Okay. So, okay. Dun, dun, dun. I con Chile, okay. I like that song. Man. Not the best Oka Tango, but she may forget her lyric when she do this tribute to Selena and Celia Cruz. I noticed that. Okay, let's actually put the audio there. Okay. She will be singing that part. See when she walk out there. Look, she ain't singing nothing. But she forgot the lyrics. Yeah, she forgot her lyrics. And she sang good, don't get wrong. Oka Tango sings good. I'm not here to bash Oka Tango. I love Oka Tango. However, when she does a tribute to Selena and Celia Cruz, she been forgetting her doggone lyrics. In the beginning of the song, let's go to when she did a trip to Celia Cruz, La Negra de Tumbao, okay, when Celia Cruz was still alive. Don't forget that I was 23 years old, going on 24. Okay, Lamudo. You know, I love me some Celia Cruz and Selena. Azúcar. En un camino leal. She did a trip to And you heard the part, yeah. She looked at the dude. She didn't start singing. She was singing that part where Selena said, how you say it? No me bebes, ay, mal. Tratando de explicar. Yeah, she was singing that part. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't. She looked at the dude staring at them, you know, as she came out of the telephone booth. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a song called La Llamada means a call, right? Okay. Just, let's go to what she's singing. For Celia Cruz. La Negra tiene tumbao. La Negra tiene tumbao. And she forgot her lyrics when she was doing a trip to Celia Cruz. Like, she did sing the rest of the song, but I'm saying, here she go. This is the poem she come out with. No commercials. You know commercials, please. It's all so stupid commercials. I do apologize, y'all. And I'm not here to bash Celia Cruz. I love myself. I mean, bash Oka Tango, okay? No more commercials, please. You need even Reese's Pieces. I need Reese's Pieces. I love those chocolates. Listen. See, she just stopped. Like, she walking down the aisle, and she stopped singing the song. She supposed to continue singing the song, and she was going to say a hug, say a cruise. She always do that. I don't know what it is, and I'm not having the best Oka thing on, but even she did the same thing for Selena. When she, you know what I'm saying? So I know that she does it, and I'm not here to love Oka thing on. I'm not here to bash her. I love Akam Chile. Yes, I love that song. I con Chile. Okay. Yes, I love that song. I con Chile, con Chile. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do. Con Chile. A Chile, a Chile. It's a Chile. I a Chile, a Chile. Yeah, a Chile. A chili pool. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. I love that song. Don't want commercials. Le poo, a poo, a poo, a chili poo, a poo, a poo, a chili, dun, 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 dun. I can chili, a 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 chili. I like that song. And she's a good singer. I'm not here to bash Okathe on. And say, if Jennifer Lopez had played Selena, I think the Okathe on would be a good fit to play Selena, okay? When she was back in the 1990s, because she do resemble her a lot. But, so I'm not here to bash Okathe on. I love her. In 2022, I was going through some issues. It was before I lost the apartment, right? A year before that, and the early of 2022, when I heard this song, I was obsessed with the song. A Chile, a Chile. That's my song right there. A poo, a poo, a Chile, poo, a poo, a poo, a Chile, poo, a poo, a poo, a Chile, dun, dun, dun. I a Chile, a Chile, a Chile, a Chile, a Chile. A Chile, so I'm here to bash over for her. I love her, but why she keep forgetting her lyrics when she distributes to these Latin artists like Celia Cunha, Perez, and Celia Cruz? Like, why? And she's a good singer. I'm saying she's very professional. I'm not here to bash her. Oh. Back in 2022, you can tell me into the song right here. A Chile, a Chile, a Chile. Ooh. Oh, that's my song right there. I love that song, A Chile. A chili poo, a chili. A poo, a chili poo, a poo, a poo, a chili poo, a poo, a poo. I love me some a chili. Yes, I do. A chili poo, a chili poo. Y'all want to hear it again? A chili poo, a poo, a poo. A chile, a poo, a poo, a poo. Yes, I love this. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Ooh. Dang. Someone dropped some stuff on the floor. So we was in job court, and then fell off the job court center. We say, cherry. Hold on, dang it. My audio's like a fool. A boo, a boo. A chili, a chili. A chili, yeah, babe, I love that chili. I love that song. So you can tell back in 2 years ago, you couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me okay? You couldn't tell me nothing. If I heard that song, I went crazy. Okay? So I'm not here to trash Okathe on. I want to buy Okathe on fans come after me. Okay? I like Okathe on. It's just I want to know why every time she does a tribute to like she did some for Selena and Celia Cruz, why is she always forgetting her lyrics at the beginning of the song? That's all I gotta ask, because she's a professional. She's And she been singing for years. Olga Theron is the queen of merengue, okay? She been singing for years, muchos años, for generations, for decades. And you were, you know, and she did do a good job. Hold on, I'm gonna say this too. She did do a great job performing for Celia Cruz and Selena. However, in the beginning of performance, she forget the lyrics. I don't know what it is. Okay? I don't know if can anybody explain? Because I want to know why. I love me some Olga Theron. A chile poo, a poo, a poo, a chile poo, a poo, a poo, da 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 da. I go chile, a chile, a chile, a chile. Yeah, I like that. I like that song. You couldn't tell. You could not tell. I was gonna go to the Puerto Rican Guild Festival 2020. Well, they had the Puerto Rican Guild Festival in Sugar Land. I was in Southwest. I might have a car. You got it. No bus is going to Sugar Land. you got to have a car to go to Sugar Land. I had a buyer to give me a ride to go to Sugar Land. Okay? But I want to go to Puerto Rican Hill Festival. If they played at the Puerto Rican Hill Festival, you know, she's Puerto Rican, talking about everything on. You know, I'm going to I would act a fool. Chris would have some rum with me. Okay, some rum. Okay, you know, all right, I don't get drunk. You can see me act like I'm drunk. Okay, but that song, a chili, a poo come out. A chili, a poo, a poo, a poo, a chili, a poo. A poo, a poo, a chile, I go chile, a chile, a chile, a chile, a chile. That is my jam. I love that song. I love her. I love Olga Theron. Yes, I do. Yes, I do love me some Olga Theron. Mm-hmm. Olga Theron. Okay? But I just want to know why she keep messing up on these awesome songs. She do contribute to Selena and what's her name? Sarah Cruz. I don't know what it is. Okay, that's all.